Welcome to our session on this wonderful evening. I want to introduce to you one of the pride and joy graduates of CCU. Elizabeth Armstrong is an affiliate faculty in CCU's School of Science and Engineering in the College of Undergraduate Studies. She has a background in bioethics, venture capital, communications. Elizabeth currently works as a director of healthcare initiatives at Eventide Asset Management. She has held positions with Facebook, Meta, and Reality Labs. Would you please welcome Elizabeth Armstrong?
Well, y'all, I actually got a little bit nervous as I was coming up here tonight, and then I remembered I'm talking about CCU. I could do this all day long. It's my favorite thing to talk about. Thank you so much for having me. As Eric said, my name's Elizabeth Armstrong. I'm a professor and an alum of CCU. I actually started my undergraduate career just up the PCH, ended up transferring to CCU in my last year of college. When I think about that time in my life, I was struggling. When I got to CCU, it was the first time during college that I had felt seen. I was empowered, engaged, refined, and now as a professor, I get to do that journey with my students. I was thinking as I walked up here, seeing all of their faces, thinking about what they're going through, who they're going to touch in their lives, and thinking about their journeys at CCU, and what would I tell you about that? And I'm excited. I actually get to introduce you to one of my students, and he can speak for himself.
I find science really exciting. I think there's all sorts of different avenues you can take, and if you're not interested in one thing, there's something else in the scientific field that can get you interested in. The whole world runs on science, and if you're not interested in science, then you're not interested in anything. My personal faith has been impacted here at CCU in a lot of ways. One has just been being around all my peers and being encouraged to get in the Word and to learn more about my faith and learn more about how science and faith can go together. Before coming to CCU, I held the idea that science was something totally separate from faith, and then being able to come here and learn more about the ins and out of it, as well as take Bible classes, I'm learning more that science and faith are one thing. They both can point you towards the Creator. The science department here at CCU is exceptional. The faculty is the best. I've had great experiences with all the professors. Getting to know them and then getting to know my peers as well has been by far the best part of my academic experience here. I think what makes CCU science unique from other universities is the professors and then our faith aspect as well. Our professors are always ready to help. They're ready to lend a helping hand and help us in whatever way they can. And the Christian aspect also is a unique area in science where we can meld the two between Christianity and science and be able to integrate both of those together. CCU is in the process of funding a new science building. It's something all of us students are really excited for and the faculty are really excited for. We love our Beckman Center that we have now, but we're so excited to move into something bigger, something with more room for us to learn and expand and be able to grow even more. I think the biggest thing with the new Science Center is just going to be the space. CCU is growing so fast and we're always getting new students and our freshman classes are always bigger and bigger each year. So we just need extra space. We need more space for the media to grow. We need more space for more microscopes and be able to expand. Science gives me a great platform to serve the Lord and to make an impact on people that I wouldn't be able to in another field. Science gives me the opportunity to serve people in unique ways, and that's something I'm really looking forward to.
That line cracks me up. If you're not interested in science, you're not interested in anything. We love the passion, though. Colorado Christian University's second pillar of service centers on its impact to impart wisdom through excellence in academics. As Dr. Sweeting said this morning, because experience, knowledge, and good judgment still matter, CCU provides academically rigorous, Christ-centered higher education rooted in scripture and classical Western thought that encourages the pursuit of truth. When I think about imparting wisdom to students, I'm reminded of King Solomon, the wisest man in biblical times, although his take on child custody was a bit radical. What made Solomon so insightful, however, was the care he took in listening to all sides of a question before arriving at a just solution. That kind of thoroughness is continuously promoted in the classroom at CCU. I don't tell my students, many of whom will go on to have careers in health and medicine, what to think. Rather, myself and fellow faculty seek to ensure that their worldview is robust. When that truly happens, they impart wisdom to me. Our goal is to produce graduates who can advocate for the best interests of those who will one day need care, the vulnerable in our society, in a way that honors God and biblical principles, humbly asking questions, navigating tough issues, and considering all involved, moving forward with conviction in arriving at objective truth. That's what true wisdom looks like, and it's a skill vital in the fields I teach, biology and bioethics, the latter of which didn't even exist as a field till around the 1970s. Now, driven by continuing advances in biology, medicine, and technology, bioethics is the stuff of headlines and court cases as our society seeks to make sense of issues that determine how we will be born, live, and die. It's also the stuff of small moments, of our families and ourselves, longing for respect and dignity from the healthcare system in what are often some of the most beautiful and challenging moments of our lives. If ever something called for great wisdom, this is it. And Christians should have and must claim a seat at the table, providing a moral voice as decisions about healthcare are made. I get impatient with these ideas I hear in some secular circles that people of faith are not critical thinkers, that we are incapable of accruing or offering wisdom because we reject scientific truths. The Christian doctors and nurses, scientists and researchers, I know many of them, CCU graduates, welcome the opportunity to discover more about the world our God, our Creator, has made. Creating new technologies and treatments to improve our well-being, that is the work they are doing. America and the world need more students from STEM fields, science and technology, engineering and math, if we are to maintain any kind of edge in these crucial fields of endeavor. And that is why I am so excited about the university's plans to build a science and technology building and to launch a Christian bioethics initiative for rising STEM students. Up to now, we haven't had the facilities, the classrooms, lab space, or theaters we need to continue growing. In fact, we are terribly crowded in an outdated building where it is a struggle just to book space. So I'm thrilled by the potential of a new science center and what it's going to say about our commitment as Christians and as a university to furthering scientific advancement in a host of fields. I confess, I didn't know a lot about my eventual field when I came to CCU as a student after transferring from Pepperdine University. I thought I was going to be, and was for a few years, a broadcast journalist. But a severe car accident left me with a brain injury. Colorado was home, plus the fact my grandfather, Bill Armstrong, was the president of CCU. It seemed like a good time and good place to regain my studies and my bearings. The focused class experience at CCU was a welcome change from the larger and more impersonal settings I had experienced and left. It proved vital in my development as a student, a Christian, and in my ultimate choice of career. I became interested in biology and bioethics through a Colorado Christian University instructor who introduced me to the field, although he was a very harsh grader of papers and gave me the only B I ever got. I had been a straight A-ish student up until that point, and I want to say I have been since then, at which point I dramatically doubted that my academic relationship with him could ever recover from such a blow. But he did. He overlooked my potential, and concentrated on my potential. He did not overlook my potential, instilling in me a lifelong enthusiasm for the subject I now teach with him. Our next speaker, he cares tremendously about our students and our Christian university community. I know from experience having him as one of the most important mentors of my life, how lucky we are to have him. Please welcome an outstanding scholar, an innovator who is generous and inspiring and imparting wisdom to all, the Dean of Colorado Christian University School of Science and Engineering, Dr. Mark Parker.